Warm, they will not let us stay. After 30 years, I finally managed to figure out what home means to a refugee. Playing the flickering ash around the reality of waking up at dawn, the new statute asking me to name every line on my ticking palms. The landlord is the god I see at night. I pray to him for permission to call his house home. When he touches my daughter where no man should touch her, I pull the nonplussed girl by the ear and wants her to use the kitchen door henceforth. Cutting cantaloupes, the sight of policemen coming towards my door makes the fruit bleed my dark blood. But they have not come to ask why I cut myself. They have come to ask if I wasn't a terrorist to bomb innocent neighbors in no distant future. I will turn to my bloody finger later, asking where my appetite has gone. I know home was where death ambushed my destiny. I know it should be where the sun rides in with a smile, not climb arrogantly upon my vertebrae, not make rain the tears that must not dry up before the next election. My weakened muscles pour at the veins, delivering gas to my heart that will not stop pounding. Each time someone tries to extinguish the fire of political bigotry, the rotting ear runs through, feeding oil to the raging flame. I look out through the basement window, my eyes traversing the oceans and mountains, calling home, waiting for something beautifully naked to crawl up ashore and say, "Stay here."